This is KUT. When a lot of people you talk to all seem to notice the same thing at the same time, it might be worth looking into. That's what happened when KUT's Mose Bushell heard a lot of people talking about the unusual number of fireflies lighting up Austin this spring. So he headed out on one early evening to look into it.
So I'm standing at a park in East Austin, and I can't show you how many fireflies I'm looking at because this is radio. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to make a little snap every time I see a blinking light. Maybe back at the studio we'll lay over a more pleasant sound over that snapping sound, but the end effect will be the same. Every time you hear the sound, that signifies one little flash that I'm looking at. This is not scientific. I can't really keep up with this. There are too many of them. But it's fun.
And you get the picture. There are a lot of fireflies in Austin this year. So, why?
I think what we're looking at is the rain that we've been having.
Wizzy Brown is an entomologist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. She's not just talking about the rain this year. Turns out it takes time for a firefly to grow. They need a wet spring to lay a bunch of eggs. Then the larvae need moisture as they grow underground for at least a year before emerging.
When we were in the drought cycle, you hardly saw any fireflies at all. But now that we had the really wet spring last year, and now we're having the torrential rains, it seems that they never end. They're definitely building up.
That could go against a national trend. There's no hard data on this, but a lot of researchers think lightning bug numbers are declining in most of the country. Chris Kratzley is a biologist who works on the citizen science project Firefly Watch, where you can report firefly sightings online.
Everything about the ways in which we are developing the land suggests that it would be eliminating fireflies.
He's talking about big things like digging up and paving the earth, but also little things. Cutting lawns too short can hurt the bugs. Using pesticides might too. Then there's light pollution.
With the fireflies, a lot of them will do their flash signals to either find mates to breed, or they'll do it for finding food.
Here's Wizzy Brown again.
So if we have light pollution and lots of light, that can disturb those flashing patterns for them, and so they can't find those things as readily.
Finding food, I hadn't heard that one before. What's up with that?
That's actually a really cool one. So there are some species that will mimic the flash patterns of other fireflies to draw them in, and then they'll eat them.
They eat each other.
Yes, it's awesome.
And I'll never look at a field in the summertime the same way again.
Awesome. And, not what I expected, I guess.
Well, you know, food's food for bugs.
If you want to help out these sparkling and only occasionally cannibalistic beauties, there are some things you can do. Chris Kratzley suggests leaving parts of your lawn a little wild, turning off your outdoor lights, and maybe thinking twice before applying pesticides. That and more rain, and we could see more of this a year from now.
One just lit up right in front of my nose.
Mose Bushell, KUT News. Oh, and thanks to Nathan Bernier for helping with those firefly sound effects.